Welcome to Bottom Line Sports Talk, where we cover sports and more for the culture, by the culture, because we are the culture. Hosted by your favorite twin duo, those Jackson men, Gary and Kerry. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can rate us, review, subscribe, follow, and most importantly, share.
You know the expression, they say never let your left hand know what your right hand doing.
Yeah.
That's what the police chief of Minnesota, Tim Gannon, meant.
Oh man.
When he was talking about Kim Porter and the killing of Dante Wright. That's basically what he meant. I'm breaking it down in terms that people who listen to us and who are fans will understand. When she said taser, taser, taser.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, your right hand or your dominant hand, right or left, your dominant hand is where your gun is at.
Yep.
And then your non-dominant hands with a taser it. And so,
sound like a bunch of baloney.
Sound like malarkey to you, right?
Sound like a bunch of malarkey.
So basically, what I get from that is never let your left hand know what your right hand doing. She pulled from the right.
She wasn't even supposed to be. You know what? She wasn't even supposed to be there. She wasn't supposed to be there. Hey, dude didn't even need your help. That's the worst. That's the bad part about all of it. All of this could have been avoided if, you know, she never did. She never showed up. I be seeing a lot of policemen or policewomen, like, they be having backup. A lot of backup be coming for no apparent reason.
But that's the militarization of it, right? That's making sure that the officer feels safe. You know, yeah. That ain't just start. That's something that's just not getting like more generalized. Rarely will you ever see, even if it is a routine traffic stop like we just saw, or a drug bust, you would never see just one cop anymore.
I know.
But the bigger fact needs to be said that, and I heard it last night listening on CNN to Van Phillips. Love the guy, by the way. Very, very good perspective. Very eloquently spoken the whole 9 yards. He said, and I gotta agree, a routine traffic stop. Not only do you have more than one cop, they got batons, they got tasers, they got guns.
Yeah, everything you know.
Like you going to war.
Right.
And it's like a routine traffic stop for all that. And he made a good point. Send them something in the mail.
Right.
Or if you gonna go through all this,
just show up at his house.
Show up at his house or something, and not enforce.
Now you do show up at his house, then of course you might have to have a couple more police cars.
But I say don't show up in force though.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I mean just show up one person. You know,
try to make it as civil as possible.
We need to see him. We saw something on his record that we didn't like, and we need to see him, talk to him. And hopefully that can get resolved just by speaking, just by talking, no aggression whatsoever. If dude run away with his car, y'all can catch him. They know better, man.
I look at it as intent. I look as a police officer simply trying to bypass the fact. Because he even tried to sit up there and absolve himself in the situation by saying, well, they're doing an independent investigation and their findings won't even go to me.
Yeah.
What is that, reassuring us or something like that?
Yeah.
And my biggest problem with it is, one, the timing. Well, it's really 3 points. One, the timing of it. The George Floyd case still going on. Mm-hmm. And then you have this happen. And it's not a coincidence at this point. It's circumstances, spoiler alert. We see it. It keep happening. And of all places, Minnesota.
Yeah. Again. I saw something.
It ain't been a year, I don't think. Oh, it's right there the year, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I know. I saw something on social media. It was a black girl that had the post up saying, nobody told you shouldn't join the force if you're going to be scary all the time.
Yeah.
I ain't going to specifically what she said, but I'm paraphrasing what she said. And that's what it comes down to. Like, you know what might happen at the job of duty. With your job, you know what you have to do every day. With my job, I know what I have to do every day. Everybody has a job. It doesn't matter. You know what you're getting yourself into, whether you going to construction, whether you're on the plane, whether you're at home, whether you're in the office. Everybody knows what their job is. And for you to say you didn't know that, yo, on your right hip, that you didn't you thought that was a taser. And then on top of that, which I think, like I said, it's all a bunch of, I think she's lying. And when, if you look at the video, taser, taser, taser. And just like I was telling, my family member last night, I was telling her, for all of that, if you had a taser, taser him in his leg. If you thought you really had a taser him in his leg. I'm pretty sure that'll work. He'll stop.
No, cause to say that mean you gonna give somebody an excuse to do something stupid. Yeah. Like, I don't know. No, I'm just saying, I'm not dismissing what you're saying. I'm just saying, I don't know if anybody ever died from a taser, but I can recommend you, I can tell you this, yeah. Somebody will certainly try. So I wouldn't even say that. Like, my whole thing is, the police chief sat up there and said, training, very simple. Right? Your dominant hand is where your gun is at. Your least dominant hand is where the taser is at. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing is this. You knew what hand you was going to. I'm quite sure, I'm almost 100% sure, you knew you went for your right. Because that's your dominant hand, right? I don't pick up no pen and write it with my left hand.
Right.
I write it with my right hand because I'm right-handed.
Everything I do, you went
to your right hand. You went to your dominant side. And that's what you did. And you knew what you were doing. But this is my other point I wanted to make, too. I'm sick of when something happens. We're going to get off of this in a minute. I just had to come on and speak my piece. Okay. I'm sick of when something happens when it involves a police killing an unarmed. Now, I got to say minorities, and let me list off the minorities. Minorities being black, brown, Latino, African American, and Asian. Now.
Yep.
I'm sick of when it happens and killings happen. And the first thing that somebody says is they make an excuse, but then they follow up with saying, well, we got to see them get fired.
Right. Yeah.
But instead of them get fired, they resign. And last time I checked, somebody can quote me if I'm wrong. Last time I checked, when you resign, you still get your benefits until. Now, I did see something about 30 minutes ago that said that Potter, the police officer that shot him, of 26 years.
26 years.
You 26 years, and you telling me you just now forgot how what your right and left hand is, where your gun is, and where your taser is? Okay. But, I'm sick of seeing people get to resign, meaning you keep your benefits, you keep your pay, your leave of absence, your PTO.
Yeah.
No, fire them, no questions asked. You seen the video. And that's the whole thing. It ain't like it's some he say, she say. You got body cams. You saw what it was. You killed the man. I don't care if you did it, you didn't mean it. You killed him.
And that's the end. And that's what everybody. That's what everybody.
That's what he
is. I know Charlamagne said, just like you had said, everything, if we see it and we witness it and everybody can see a judge, then you just need to stop. And I don't want to get on. Cause me and one of my best friends, and he know who he is, that said it. But we had a real conversation about that. Not necessarily like police brutality against African Americans or minorities, but with other individuals, with all the terrorist attack going on, which a lot of it, I can't lie, white Caucasians they've been on one. They've been on one for a long time, but it just, we've done this podcast, we on episode 83, and it seems like almost every month something happens where we get on this podcast and we just start talking about the most unnecessary things that happen to minority individuals, and all of it could have been prevented.
Well, and this is what I need you, this is my last point. This is what I was trying to remember. Last night, again, listen to Van Phillips. He made this eloquent point I had to make sure I remember. So I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't know it exactly.
Yes, sir.
When you walk outside, we're African American. In case y'all didn't know, we black. I'm pretty sure y'all can hear it. It's a little twang in our voice, whatever. We from Louisiana. Y'all get that. When we walk outside, it is a certain level. And if anybody tell you they not scared, they a lie. It is a certain level of fear. If you driving in your car... And I done had it too. I know you have.
Okay.
When you see a cop by you, behind you, in front of you, and you see some sirens come on.
Yep.
Not because you about to get stopped. It's because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. You don't know what's going to happen in the future. So, you don't know what's about to happen the next minute.
So no matter how much money you make as a African American, I can only speak for our race.
Mm-hmm.
As an African American, no matter how much money you make, in the eyes of society, cops, we're just going to use them as society, you are still looked at as a hooligan. the N word, because we know they use it. A thug. You ain't got no class. You ain't got no sense. You, all you know how to do is act out, wild out, whatever it may be. Meanwhile, if you see a Caucasian get stopped by a police officer, they can talk. I done seen someone get downright disrespectful before.
Yeah, but none of them
happened. And none of them happened. Like, they got a TV show, the World's Dumbest or whatever, that come on True TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you done seen it, but whenever I see a white person, oh, they letting them do whatever. They laugh, they talk. Even if you see cops.
Like they buddy-buddy.
Like they buddy-buddy. Like you see like African-American. Yeah, you see African-American. We got to get them in sports intent. We got to slam them to the ground, whatever. We got to make a point.
They got to treat us like animals.
They treat it. And I was just about to say, they treat us like animals. Well, we gonna get off of that. All I gotta say is this. Y'all keep poking the bear. Y'all keep poking a dead horse.
Right.
And it's gonna come back to life.
Just like the Phoenix.
This ain't the same. We tried it in the 60s to be civil. We got a whole different army behind us. And now you got, like you said before off the podcast, I don't know if you said it on.
Yeah.
The old ones dying out.
The old ones dying out.
And the young ones, which are us and younger, are coming in, and I got news for y'all. We got sense. These younger kids don't care.
They don't care. They don't care.
They do not care, and that's something. That's a bad combination with us and them. Oh no.
Yeah, that's I know. I don't know. This video like maybe 3 or 4 or 5 years old, but it was. I think it was out here in Texas, man. It was two black kids, and you could tell. You could tell both of them like they played sports, football or basketball. And it was an older white guy. Old white guy had came to him. He's like, "You don't belong here. This is my land." And the black kid was like, "No." Then after that, it just something snapped. He was like, "Man, you don't own nothing around here. You ain't about to touch me. You ain't about to talk to me any kind of way." Man, that white dude had came up on him, had touched him, and pushed him right in the dirt. But let's enough of that. Rest in peace to the myth, the man, the myth, the legend. One of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, DMX. We definitely do miss you, man. He's definitely going down as one of my favorite rappers to, you know, pick up a mic. But, man, such a loss. And all of this gone. Everybody reliving everything about DMX. It's Dark and Hell is High is one of my favorite albums. Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood is another one of my favorite albums. Two classic albums in my book. One of the only other artists to have two number one albums, go platinum, sell number one in 1 year. Definitely amazing. It's great. It's crazy what he did for the culture. It's crazy what he did for us as a African-American community. And he just represented it. He always had his faults, but what he rapped about, it was hardcore. He even put prayers in it, in his albums, in his songs. And you can really tell where he was coming from. He had so much stuff going on in his life. And do all of that while struggling with addiction, with cocaine, and all those hardcore drugs. It's pretty amazing what he did. And it's also crazy the life he lived and everything that he impacted. So for me, rest in peace, DMX. And I do have to say, this. If you haven't listened to him, check him out, man. Very inspirational. Very, very inspirational.
Yeah, RIP. But like I told a lot of people, everybody might be sad. It is a loss. I'm just being honest. Everybody can feel any way they want to about what I'm about to say. I'm happy the man ain't suffering no more.
Yeah.
I know it's a loss, but oftentimes we're selfish when it comes to people being in dire situations, hoping they hold on for us.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboy.
He was going through it.
I hate to say it, and I'm not being mean. Yo, he passed away. That's a life gone, the whole 9 yards. But to see him not suffer no more and go through this day-by-day addiction, I'm happy that he's gone.
Yeah.
Not in a happy way, but I'm happy he ain't got to suffer no more.
And we don't have to laugh. Like some, you know, people laughing at his pain, laughing at some of the stuff he was doing while he was on drugs. Like that was never me. When I did see some of the stuff, like he did something in a car or whatever, trying to evade the police or something. Like, it didn't make no sense, and it wasn't nothing to laugh about, but, you know, people got their jokes off, but it's all good, man. I'm hoping he's in a better place than where he is right now, so. But we got to do the never forget, man. I'll never forget when Kanye West said, I don't know what's better, getting laid or getting paid. All I know is when I'm getting one, the other's getting away. That's a bar. That's
a bar. I always remember OJ said, I'm not black, I'm OJ. I'm
okay.
I'm sorry. Like, never forget that.
That's a fact, man.
Never forget that.
That is a fact.
So it was history made twice this weekend. I'm a wrestling fan. All
right, talk about it.
A few of the listeners understand, but two African American women actually main evented or had a main event at WrestleMania. Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair. And Bianca Belair is a new SmackDown Women's Champion. But that hadn't been done before. That's monumental. They tore the roof down. One of the best matches of the whole weekend because WrestleMania was a two-night event.
Mm.
Definitely well-earned. WrestleMania as a whole, to me, wasn't all that. Mario actually convinced me that night two was better than night one. All together, I give it like a C minus. That's just me.
I got a
question. They coming back to Dallas, though. They coming to Dallas next year, so we already got plans to go.
Oh, okay.
So
I got a question. Didn't WrestleMania, when we was younger, when WrestleMania used to be in like the summertime?
Mm.
Oh, okay. It was always around this time.
It was always around this time. Now, it might not have been in April all the time, but it was like, yeah, it was around this time, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right.
But two-night event, it happened. They started doing two nights last year with COVID and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Spread out everything because of protocols and all that. They did it this year, so I don't know if they're going to keep it like that in the near future or what. But if they got two nights next year, boys, you better save a few money. Because we're going to both of them.
Hey, ain't no wrong with that, man. Hey.
And also, Masters winner, first Japanese man in history,
yep.
Hideki Matsuyama. I think I said it right. I listened to it about 15 times.
I'm going to see if I can pronounce it. Hideki Matsuyama.
That was Matsuyama.
Matsuyama. Yep.
I just heard it from another podcast.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No. Big shout out to him for winning. We were tuned in. We low key getting on the golf on
low
the
key.
Golf stage.
No, it ain't no low key.
Oh, yeah, it ain't low
key. We taking lessons here real soon.
Yeah, everybody getting lessons about to be Tiger Woods. I ain't mad at that though. I'm so ready for it.
Oh, Tiger.
Oh, but
Masters winning Tiger, not the in between stuff.
So big shout to Hideki Matsuyama, and we have to give another big shout out to Steph Curry for becoming this Golden State's all time leader in points, passing the great Wilt Chamberlain. Do you think he's the best Warriors of all time right now at this point?
Are you asking or making a statement? Because I think it's clear.
I'm asking. So it's clear. Facts.
Hey, right. But he didn't have to get the scoring thing to say that.
He didn't. He
After they won the first championship and then went 74-9 or whatever their record, they definitely answered that question. He didn't even have to take this.
Yeah.
Like, that's, yeah. But no, you got to let me, hold on, you left golf too soon. I got to let the people know.
Let them know.
I need y'all to understand, and I ain't saying it's pretty, I ain't saying it's easy, because if it's easy, everybody can do it. But I need y'all to understand the prize money for losers in the Masters. Because that's when I'm trying to be a loser. I'm not, like, I broke this down yesterday, so follow me here, right? So the Masters starts on Thursday, ends on Sunday, right?
Okay. Oh, quick question. Are we ever going to go to a Masters?
Yeah, we.
One day?
Yeah. Yeah. It's in Atlanta. Like, we good.
Yeah.
So.
In Augusta.
Yeah, we good. So, I need y'all to pay attention to me. Follow me here. I'm painting a picture for y'all, right? Imagine being a quote-unquote professional, right? You at the Masters tournament. Now, listen. Don't y'all aim to try to win. You're going too high. You're doing too much.
Yeah, it's all yo. No, aim to win. No, always aim to win.
No. Don't aim to win. Why? We regular folk, right? Imagine this, people. Thursday, you go there, you get cut. Or Friday, you get cut, right?
Yeah.
Anybody under 50, like 50th place, gets close to $30,000.
Okay.
Now, I know what y'all are saying. Well, Gary, why don't you want to win? Let's be honest. Y'all not built for this golf world. And I'm not either. I'm trying to go play in amateur tournaments. Make a place enough to come away with something.
Just need just a little just something.
Think about it. Think about this.
Break it down. Break it down. Break it down.
This is the Masters, right? So anything under 50,000, under 50 place, you get 30,000, right? Or close to 30,000.
Now let me ask you, how many participants in the Masters?
I don't know. I did not look it up, but I know you got to be a professional.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
So I'm just speaking on this, and we're gonna try to see if we can break it down in amateur terms. You do 5 or 6 of these tournaments, you didn't clear 6 figures. Now, again, I know people want to be competitive and stuff. Like, let's be honest. Some of y'all ain't made for this golf world, though. Let's be real. Say you an amateur. Mm-hmm. Say you just play for fun.
Yeah.
You rack up a couple wins. Say you hit 10,000 in a year. You really care about being the best? I don't know. You'll get there eventually because you're losing. So you got to get better.
You can't get worse.
I just wanted to make sure I pointed out under 50 in place, you get $30,000. People call it a loss. That's a win to me.
That's a win. That's some people.
That's some people's salaries in a year.
That's golf is where it's at. We have family members that they done played.
Golf
and baseball is where it's
baseball,
at.
Baseball, yeah.
Golf and baseball. More than necessarily than golf, but yeah. It was good watching the Masters tournament at the bar, trying to learn a few things. I'm low key trying to learn my swing, but yeah.
That's what the lessons are for, sir. We taking lessons here real soon.
No, try to be a natural, all that. But it's tough out here, man. It's tough. Oh, we got to give a big farewell to Arizona men's basketball coach Sean Miller.
He long overdue to be gone too.
If you listen to our past episodes, I'm gonna say it one more time. You have to go watch the scheme if you just the athlete. If you just want to see how it is out here, how these agents or whatever be getting paid, and what these coaches be doing, you have to go watch the scheme. And Sean Miller was a big part of that.
Don't forget your boy.
Don't forget Will Wade. Will Wade.
I'm saying he's still reaping the benefits.
Hey, it's LSU.
Man. No.
But yeah.
Oh, it's all good when it's somebody you like.
Yeah. If he get fired, he get fired too. But yeah.
He did get fired. I thought, was it on like a leave?
He was on leave. He ain't fired yet. Not yet. They love him down at LSU. But
yeah, they love Ed Orgeron. Look how that's going.
He won the national championship, sir. So
2 years ago.
And he was undefeated. And statistically, one of the best college football teams of all time.
Everybody got statistically the best college football season of all time.
No, everybody don't. That's a lie. Stop the cap.
No.
Stop the cap. But yeah, another one, former NFL player Phillip Adams killed 5 people and unfortunately killed himself. I want to say maybe last week or the week before that. It's such a sad story. He played in the NFL, played a few seasons. He played, I know, with the 49ers, the Jets, but I think this may have been, I don't want to say CTE, but it may have been maybe football related with his brain, because he, unfortunately, like I said, just killed the doctor's wife, killed the grandkids, then killed the gardener, then killed himself. So definitely, rest in peace to that young man. I think he was only 34, 35 years old. And I will not forget about this. East Tennessee State University former coach Jason Shea got fired because he supported his players kneeling. And I just have to bring awareness to this because that's not getting enough spotlight in the sports world either. He supported his players kneeling. I guess the alumni up there didn't. And this goes back to what we were talking about the episode or a couple of episodes ago with Texas, with their program, with the football team, with their program and everything going on with that, and how they still play that song, which is derogatory towards African Americans. And now you have this situation right here with the former coach getting fired because the players are kneeling. The players can't, they can't have a voice or something? Like, what do y'all want us to do? We can't, y'all don't want us to protest peacefully. Y'all don't want us to protest violently. Like, what do you want us to do? So, big, they got a, I think they had their first African-American coach there, coach for the basketball team, so.
Shout out Tennessee State hiring Eddie George. I'm only happy because it looked like it's a ripple effect. And I only care about the HBCU schools, not necessarily these fools getting head coaching positions that have no experience. I just want y'all to bring exposure and make it okay in young African-American minds to go to HBCUs.
Thanks.
You can't necessarily give the effect that we had saying, yo, you know, it's heritage or lineage behind you going, or you're going to enjoy your experience. Oh, and yeah, it's nothing like being around a group of African Americans and people say, oh, well, the world ain't like that. Well, it's diversity inside of a HBCU.
Of course.
But it's also a sense of home and love, and you just don't get that nowhere.
Yeah, right.
I know for ourselves, going to Grambling State University, every time we go to a home game is one thing, but when you go to homecoming, it's like a big family reunion. And whether or not you know somebody old, new, young, whatever it may be, everybody got love, and it ain't nothing but a good time. Our motto, which none of y'all should jack this, but I know y'all will, is 72 hours of no sleep whenever you do homecoming or whatever. But shout out to Eddie George getting hired. Shout out to deans and chairmen and whatever making these decisions. I heard Ray Lewis and Ed Reed want to coach. Go to HBCU, get these people involved. And get these kids going on a different track. Like,
and Ed Reed coaching at Miami right now. So
yeah, but he wouldn't be a head coach.
I know.
So this is triggering, and you know, hey, maybe HBCU is gonna follow suit, and you know, maybe this is a trend. Maybe this get everybody like pumped up to go to HBCU. I'm gonna just tell y'all, hey, a lot of y'all might have went to some PWIs.
Yeah.
Y'all might have went to those institutions, and maybe y'all don't feel it. We know it's institution 30 minutes away. And if you was African American, you don't really feel that love. Yeah, you got your friends or whatever, but all y'all used to come down there with we.
Right.
So we was condemned to party school. Yet we not even a big school.
It ain't even 30 minutes. It's 5 minutes up the road too. Let's not forget them.
But look, they'll stay home more so than them other ones that drive 30 minutes and come.
Yeah.
And you be like, dang, what you doing out here? You ain't want to attend. I thought it was a party school. Well, I do want to have fun.
And then when everything go bad at the other school, they want to come down there
that
too.
That too. Yeah.
But we ain't going to talk about that.
Yes, we are. You choose to go to another school, then you try to come back here like it's a fallback plan. Don't treat us like no side chick. We the main course, main dish. We your creme de la creme. We the red velvet cake, chantilly cake.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We the main dish.
Okay.
I just said that. It's like you're not listening to me.
Well, you ain't say that. You saying other kinds of words.
Yeah, other types of main courses that people like.
Anyway.
Whether it's sweets or whatever.
Anyway. All right, man. Well.
No class, no culture.
Oh, here we go with this. Oh. Let's not forget the crazy girl that was DJ Mustard's assistant that he was paying $6,000 a month, which is equal to $72,000 for the year. And she was getting his credit cards and buying herself like over $50,000, like pretty much stealing. And so he fired her, but was it worth it? It wasn't worth it, in my opinion. It wasn't worth it, in my opinion. So I don't know, man. I hate that. People crazy out here, dog.
What you hate it for? Did you do it?
I ain't doing it.
What you hate it for?
It was stupid. I don't care. It was stupid. But, man, might be ready to do the picks for the week.
Mm-hmm.
All mine's going out to DMX. The first one is How It's Going Down. The second one, I Miss You. And the third one is Let Me Fly. So rest in peace, DMX, man. Hope you're in a better place.
Yeah, I wouldn't plan on doing.
Got to do it for the man.
So Moneybagg, Yo, and Future, Hard for the Next. And don't think I ain't realized you put you slipped in three of them.
Oh, I told you I was.
Lucky day. How much can a heart take? Mm.
How much can a heart take?
And Belly featuring Benny, the Butcher, Money on the Table.
Facts. I like that joint.
Sorry.
Dude, Benny part was crazy.
Yeah, that's all I got anyway.
Okay. Well, as we wrapping this up, people, again, thank you for supporting us. If you haven't, go subscribe to us. We on Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. Also, follow us on Twitter, Instagram at BL Sports Talk 51. We got our merch in, so if you want to cop the merch, holler at your boys, DM us, hit us on the website. We got the shirts. We got the sweatshirts. So holler at your boys.
We ain't got no sweatshirts.
All right, my bad. We don't have sweatshirts. I apologize. But if you want some shirts, holler at us. Get your merch. And we'll hook it up for you, man. But all in all, everybody out there, y'all be safe. Stay dangerous. Just be good, man. Just be good.
Enjoy life. Take it one day at a time.
Thank you for listening to Bottom Line Sports Talk. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and don't forget to share. We'll see you next time.